The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. He said to them, they were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, whatever house you enter, stay there until you leave from there. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them. So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, what is the very first gift that our Lord gives to His apostles as He sends them out on their mission? So He's had them with Him now for a good period of time, and finally He summons them and He sends them out two by two, and above all else, the primary gift He gives them, He says, I give authority over unclean spirits. Because what is the mission of the apostles above all else? It is the salvation of souls, to set people free from the bonds of the evil one. And what does He do so that they will always keep that in the first place in their minds? He says, take nothing with you. No food, no sack, no money. Why? I do not want you to be comfortable. Because when you become comfortable, your sight shifts from heaven to earth. And I know this so well in the life of a priest. Why does the priest have the ideal? Why does the church have the ideal of celibate priesthood? So that a priest doesn't focus on the consolations of married life. Sacrifice is at the heart of his existence. I don't want you to be focused on tending to your wife or progeny for this world. I want progeny for heaven. And so even priests, when they have hobbies, when they have collections, when they're trying to amass the things of this world, it's a terrible danger, or it can be, because they give their affections to those things of this life. Take nothing with you on your journey. And my brothers and sisters, what is true of priests to a degree is true of all the faithful. Our Lord does not want us to be comfortable. You know, our life is not about being comfortable in this world. And does our Lord give us many, many consolations in this life? Absolutely. But He does not want that to be our focus. And so what does He do in His mercy? He always allows the cross to remain at the center of our lives. It's His gift to us. If we did not have the cross at the heart of our lives, where would we go? It's unlikely that we would be heaven bound, even though so often we want to get rid of the cross. We make all these efforts to try to do anything we can so that we don't have to suffer anymore. Our Lord allows us to remain poor. What does He say? What is the first beatitude? Blessed are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And I don't mean poor financially, though for some of us that might be part of poverty. What is the poverty He gives to the saints? What was poverty for St. Paul? Paul going out, converting all the nations. And he's got this thorn in his side. Lord, deliver me from this. My grace is sufficient for you. That will be your poverty, that you constantly turn to me for the grace that you need. What was it for Blessed Mother Teresa? It was these 47 years of intense spiritual darkness interiorly. That she would know that everything she was doing was not her work, but our Lord's work. For Padre Pio, it was his temper. It would bring him again and again, over and over, to his knees. Where would he have been if he didn't have that? St. Francis de Sales says we should love our abjections. We should love the poverties that our Lord allows us in our lives. Not for their own sakes, but because they bring us to him again and again. And without them, there would be the danger of losing sight of him.